Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hey. Kuf Hey 105, and we are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll pick up where we ended off a couple years ago, and that is fifth wide line, Sila. We're darshing the psukim in Megillas Eichas. We got into the Churban Beis HaMikdash because that was caused by the Egel, and the Egel was Yeravam put up the Egel, and we spoke about Nebuchadnezzar and all the other individuals that were difficult for us throughout history. So we'll start with Sila. Sila, it's one of the Samachs in Perek Dalet of Eicha. Sila kol abir Hashem b'kirbi ka'adam ha'omer l'chaveiro nifsala matbeyazu. What does that mean? All the Sila, he has made a path. As Rashi says, Lashon Misila, all of the strong ones have caused problems for me. Kolomar, Rashi continues, Kol ha'abirim paslam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'asam psulim ukvushim. Hashem has flattened them out, or they have flattened them out. Kemisila zu, like a road. And that's similar to a madbeya, to a coin that was nifsal and cannot be fixed. So that is like what happened to us. Kadam omer lechaveiro nifsal madbeya zu. Patsu alayech pihem. They will open their mouths to you. Amar Rava Amar Biochanan. So the question that is asked on this pasuk in Perek Beis of Eicha, Bishulma hikdim pei la'ayin. We know the prakim and Eicha all go in the Aleph Beis format, except pei and ayin are flipped. Pei is before the ayin. So why is the pay before the ayin? Why did Yirmiyahu HaNavi do that? Bishvil meraglim she'amru b'fiyem mashalo ra'u be'einehem. As a remez to the meraglim that put their mouths in front of what they did not see. Mashalo ra'u be'einehem. They opened their mouths and they started saying things that made it, making up the story. And that's why the peh was in front of the ayin, and therefore that is Merumas. Interesting, the Anaf Yosef here asks, but it's not in the first parak. In the first parak, it's straight. Samach Ayin Pei. Only in the Prakim after that. So why in the first parak is it in the right order? So the Anaf Yosef just says, just to make sure that we realize, it's not because Yirmiyahu had a different Aleph Beis than we did. He has the same Aleph Beis, and he went straight in the first one, and he switched it afterwards. Right, that's with the Shalom Nomar, Shekinah Yaseidr Shal Yirmiyahu, Beseidr Aleph Beis Shalom. Aval Hashta, Berishon, Heralo, Shekinah Yasidro, Vakain Sidro, David Betahilim, El Shashina Acharkach, Ba'aleph Beis, Achronim, Ledrasha Zu. He just flipped it in that way. Again, the Aleph Beis itself is a simon of the Mesorah. One has to remember that it's all Torah Shebal Peh. If you remember the stories about Hillel and Shabbos, Laman Aleph, where the three converts that come to Hillel, and teach me Torah on one foot, that's the most famous one, but the other two stories there, teach me Torah, I'm going to ask that I'll make me Jewish, I'm going to ask that I'll be the Kohen Gadol, and the other one, the first one, teach me Torah, I'm going to ask that I'm only going to take care of Torah Shebichsav. Right, that was the first one. So what was the Hillel's answer to that question? So it has to do with our Gemara. The Gemara there says, Ma'isa b'nachri echad shabal lefei shamai. Amar lo kama toraz yesh lachem. Amar lo shtayim. Torah shebichsav v'torah shebal peh. He says, shebichsav ani ma'amincha, shebal peh ani ma'amincha, gaireini amasha talamdini torah shebichsav. Hillel Shammai got upset. Hillel was megayer him. Yom kama amar lei, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Lamachar, the next day, afich lei. He flips it. Tav shin reish kuf. What do you mean? You didn't tell me that yesterday. You're getting me all mixed up. Lav obviously, everything is Torah Shebal Peh, right? So the fact that you relied on me for the first day, you have to rely on me on the second day, and you realize that the Aleph Beis is something in the Mesorah. We remember also the uniqueness of the Aleph Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet, where the Gemara talks about the code of the Jewish alphabet. Every letter refers to something. Aleph Beis, Alev Bina, Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim, Hey Vav, it goes through all of them, all of the Aleph Beis. That is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, the uniqueness and the special quality of the Aleph Beis. That's what's alluded to here, that we have the Aleph Beis in all the Prakim of Eicha, except for the first one, because that is just to show that he has our Mesorah, the same order, and then it is meant to teach us a lesson. Sh'amru b'fihem, mashalo ro'u b'nehem. So it is sometimes okay to put one's mouth first, as long as one doesn't lie and one doesn't say mashalo ro'u. Right? We said na'ase v'nishma. Right? And that was something, one of the greatest moments of our life. Right? Remember the min that spoke to I spoke to Rava on the bottom of Shabbos Peches, where the Gemara says there was a tztuki. Hot tztuki da chazil Rava to come ma'ayin b'shmeitza. Rava was learning Torah, and he was sitting on his fingers, and he was in such a learning Torah in such an intense way that his fingers were getting bloody. He didn't even realize it. So the Stuki says to Rava, "Amapaziza, the nation that acts in haste, you put your mouth in front of your ears." So you're still doing it. So there it's the mouth and the ears. Here it's the mouth and the eyes. Look at all different, there's an order of what the how the senses are supposed to work. But we're for sure not supposed to say something that we didn't see. Right? The Miraglim, Mashalora, they already saw first and they made it up. And they had what they said and they didn't say it. Again, there it was about how before we hear, then we say it. Again, relating to the order. Okay, so that's the pay and the ayin. Ochle ami achlu lechem Hashem lo karau. Patek says to Tehillim, the ones who devour my nation eat bread. Hashem lo karau, and they did not call in the eyes to Hashem. Amar Rav Rabbi Yochanan, kala ochel mi lachman shel Yisrael toim tam lechem. Whoever eats from the bread of the Jews. Is satiated. And if they don't eat from the bread of the Jews, Hashem lo karo. And it's all because that they, the Jews, we did not call on the name of Hashem. Rav Amar Elu Hadayanim, the corrupt judges of the time. Ushmal Amar Elu Melandei Tinokos, the corrupt teachers of the time. Period. Shah here notes. You know, why is it, what does it mean that if they don't eat from the bread of the Jews, so the Jews have the most delicious bread? No, it says the Marsha, obviously it's symbolic, that until there are many enemies of ours, that they can have everything in the world. But until they get a chelik of the Jews, until they get a chelik, we can accept the Eretz Yisrael, they don't have anything. You get the most powerful nations of the world. Rashi quotes it, I think, on Zosar Bracha. That every nation of the world wants a piece of Israel, wants a piece of Eretz Yisrael. And until they get a piece, they're not satiated, they're not satisfied. You could have other holy areas of the world. But they want a peace. That's what, until they get a lechem of Yisrael, it's not going to be enough for them. Ki kemosha ein ha'adam nizon ve'ein daito nocheh. Bekal achilos, achi yochal imohem lechem, kach ein ha'ovdei kochavim nochin ba'achilasan elam Yisrael. Ta'inu stam achila shehu ha'lechem. So that's what, they always want to take a piece of us and devour us. And that's just how the world is. Good.
So it says Yisrael.
I think we could understand it on both levels, right? The Marsha's focus is on Yisrael itself, the Jews, but it could also be as we see in our time, even Eretz Yisrael. Miman on, getting back to the topic of this parak, who was the one that made up this group of the three kings and the four hedyotos that lost their olam haba? Miman on, who made up that count? Amar Avashi Anshei Kedesh Hagadol Manum. At the beginning of Bayesheni. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Bikshu Od Limnos Echad. They wanted to add on another one. Rashi says, Shlomo. They were thinking of adding Shlomo, Rachman Litzlan, to this group of Doeg, well, not the Doeg, the individuals, but the kings of Yeravam and Achav and Menashe. But from heaven, it was prevented. Bad Must Yogno Shal Aviv. The Demus Yokno, the appearance of David HaMelech came in Ishtacha, Lofreyem, Belo Ishkichu Aleha. Right? David HaMelech, David, then prayed, no, you can't. They didn't listen to David. Why did David think so? Maybe we remember the other Gemara in Shabbos, Daflama, the Daf before that we just read, when Shlomo HaMelech comes to the base of Mikdash and the gates couldn't open until he says, in the schus of my father, and then the gates open. So here he tries, Belo Ishkichu Aleha. Ba Eish Ben Hashamayim, Belichacha Eish. Bisaf Salehem. Fire came down from heaven and started eating going onto the benches that they were sitting on. And they did not listen. Yatzabas call the Amr Lahem. Chazisa Ishma here bimalachto. Lefne malachim yis yatsev. Bal yisasev. Nechashuchim. Right, do you know who's the Ishma here in his work? And he stands up in front of kings. Mishiktim beisila beiso. Velo od. He was mocked in my house. Right, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash before he built his own palace. V'lo od, el shebeisi bana b'sheva shanim, u'beiso bana b'shloshes reishana. Right, he was very zariz in building the Beis HaMikdash. Right, he did it very quickly. L'fnei melachim yisyatzev, bal yisyatzev v'nei chashuchim. Right, so they say, again, does this mean literally there were voices, or this was just a debate in the Beis Medrash? They realized the schuyos that Shlomo HaMelech had. And still, that was not convincing. Yotzes Abasko v'yamra. Finally, Abasko goes out and says, quoting from Sefer Eov, Hamei imcha yishalmena kima asta. Is it from you, yishalmena, that you will pay? See Rashi on the left side. V'chi aleichem l'shalem tashlume oncho la'adam. Do you, Chazal, you decide punishments in the world? Sha'atem nim asimbo b'shloma lomar she'elo chelo lom haba. That's not your decisions. You're deciding, ki ma'asta ki atatif chayvelo ani. The gomer that you're going to decide on me, Hashem is saying, right, this is not your choice. Right, what about the other ones? Maybe the other ones are based on psukim. Right, we darshed in the psukim. Right, hikares, tikares, ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam haba. Well, there's no pasuk here by Shlomo. They were just deciding. Hashem is saying, you can't make that decision. That's up to me. Continuing the Rashi. V'chi ha'bechira b'chem tluya, v'lo bi lomar mi she'esh lo chelek mi she'en lo chelek, halo bi adavar talui. It's totally on me. And therefore, says the, so to speak, the heavenly voice, or ultimately, maybe Chazal themselves. Here it says Basko, the last one. A Basko, but the decision was made that Shlomo HaMelech was not going to be involved. Look in the language of Yishalmena, the Ben Yoyada has another interpretation, not just paying back, but says the Ben Yoyada, B'siyata d'shmaya ha-kavana ha-tanach, tzorech lios chaf dalet svarim, keneged chaf dalet sirufei shem adnus, v'chaf dalet kishute kala, 24 books of Tanakh, a lot of Ramazim, where 24 comes from, right? Rashi quotes the Barshas Kisisa. That Tabel Chacham has to be Baki, B'chav Dal and Svarim of Tanakh. V'im Atem Rotzim Limnoso, if you want to have him as part of this non-illustrious group, Im Kein Tzorach Lahotzi Shlosha Svarim in Achav Dal and Shehem, Shir Shir Mishle and Koheles. You got to take out Shlomo Svarim. U'mi Yashlim HaMachzer Hazeh HaMei Imcha Yishalmena, from you will you complete it? Right? Not from the word tashlum, pay back, and, for the scarva onus, as Rashi says, but maybe to complete Tanakh, where you have other books waiting in the wings to complete. Obviously, there's supposed to be 24 books, and this is the Mesorah, and therefore, right, it's not appropriate for you to do that. Again, the choice of actions, Bechira Chavshis, that is in our hands. But the choice of who's in Tanakh, who's not in Tanakh, or Skarva Onesh, that is obviously in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Rashi's Lashon of also, maybe he's alluding to the idea of Bi Hadavar Talui. Hashem says, totally on me. We have that Lashon elsewhere also. Gemara Avodah Zarah. Ein Hadavar Talui Elabi, one of the great Bali Chuvas in the world, the Blazer Ben Derdaya. In Masechet Avodah Zarah, after doing so many Averis, finally at the end of his life, he has a moment of inspiration. When he asks the sun and the moon and the mountains and the valleys, help me! And finally he says, nobody's gonna help unless I do it. Ein adavar tali ela bi. And he does tshuva, at the end of his life. But that's the language that Rashi quotes here. Hadavar abitali. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. That it's up to me, it's not up to you. Period. Darshe Rishumos. Third to last line. Darshe Rishumos ayomrin. Kulan boyen la olam haba. Darshe Rishumos has another opinion. Against our Mishnah Pashtas. That really everybody, after a certain time, is going to go to Olam Haba. What are Darshei Rishumos? That Lashon is used in a few places. But Rashi here quotes it. What does he mean? Darshei Psukim. Those who Darshim Psukim. Kidechsiv es harashum biksav emes. Hayu omrim shalakulam yeshlam chelak afilu lemanashe viravam ulaachav. Everybody has a chelak of Olam Haba based on the following pasuk. Shenemar. Li gilad v'lim anashe v'efrayim ma'oz roshi yudim mechokaki mo'av siyir rachzi al edom ashlich na'ali alai peleshes hisro a'i. So we're going to darshan that pasuk to include each one of the people who lost their olam haba. So if the Magalas Hayam here discusses, is it possible that they, you know, they're all going to olam haba? Right? Is Mamish arguing on the Mishnah? Is that how we're supposed to understand it? That's how the Pashtus of, how Rashi understands it, is arguing this Brisa. Says the Margolius Hayam, Lo amru sheyesh lam chelek la'olam haba. To lo pligi amas nisen. Rakhaim doesn't say that they have a chelek. It just says kulam ba'in la'olam haba. That's a different lashon. They're not arguing on the Mishnah, says the Margolius Hayam. Rakhaim kamo dor hamidbar. Sh'amru gam aleim shein lam chelek la'olam haba la'kamon dav kufches. How can you say the Dora Midbar? So nobody's going to Olam Haba. Come on, the Dardeya. Ubi Yichud Hare Hayu Bin Beinam Kamet Zadikim. Kadosha Elyon Kamo Nachshom and Aminadav Vashivim Zakenim Vaod Vaod. Ve'elesi Shammai explained there on Daf Kuvches, 3 days from now. Sherotzo Lomar Im Ki Lakol Echad Miyisrael Muftach Chelik Lolam Abba. Hinehem Lo Lachu Chelik Benachla Rakol Echad Lafi Masha Zacha Ayin Sham. There's different levels. I think we spoke about this back in the beginning of the parak on Daf Tzadi. Right, there's chalakim of Olam Haba, there's a nochel Olam Haba, there's a chelik in Olam Haba, there's a ba lit Olam Haba. So, suggest the Magalei Sayyam, this price is not arguing on the Mishnah. There's no personal, perfect chelik in Olam Haba, but they'll get something after a certain time of punishment. So that's based on this pasuk in Tehillim. So now we're going to darshan each part of the pasuk. Li gilad zel achav. Legal as reference to Achav, Shenafal, Ramos Gilad. That fell, Ramos Gilad was where the place where he met his demise. That's where he fell. Menashe kemashma'o. Menashe is Menashe, even though it might not be talking about the simple interpretation, it's talking about the Shevet, but it's a reference, it's a remez, it's talking about kemashma'o. Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. Ephraim ma'oz roshi zerachavam. Tekasi me'Ephraim. Yeravan comes from Ephraim. And that's where That's the remez to him. Yehuda mechokeki ze achitofel. We didn't get into too much discussion yet of the hediotos, the non-kings in the Mishnah, but we will get into that. So achitofel, remember the advisor of David that went over to Avshalom, that thought his advice should be listened to eventually when his advice wasn't listened to, and he could see, and he was a tremendous chacham. He saw in the future that Avshalom would eventually be overthrown, so he took his own life. So Zachi Tofel, to Kaasi me Yehuda. So that's a reference of Yehuda, Mechokagi. That's referring to Achitofel, one of, as the Gemara says, one of the Rebbeim of David HaMelech. Moav Sir Rachzi ze Gechazi, Shelaka Aliske Rechitza. Right, Rachatzi, Gechazi was punished ultimately for what he did with the Rechitza. Remember what was the case? Naaman comes from one of the other nations and has Saras and doesn't know what to do. And finally he's told by one of his Jewish maidservants, why don't you just go to Elisha? Elisha might be able to help you out. He's like, why do I have to go to Elisha for? He's like, go to Elisha. So he goes to Elisha. The Navi tells us the story that he calls to Elisha from the outside. Elisha calls out from inside the house, go tell him to go in the Yarden. And he's like so upset. He's like, it doesn't even come out to the front door to give me the covet to greet me. I'm leaving. They say, you already here. He says, you know, are the waters of Damascus any worse than the Yarden? So they say, you already here. Just go. It's not going to hurt you. He's like, fine. And he goes in, and after 7 times, he's cured, and he's unbelievably thankful to Elisha, and he goes to Elisha and says, no, Elisha, what can I give you? Because I don't want anything. I don't want any of your matanas. Nothing. So he leaves, and after he leaves, Gehazi, Elisha's servant, runs after him and lies and says, no, he wants them. We want the matanas. We want the matanas. And he goes and takes the matanas, and what happens after that, Gehazi himself gets the tsaras that had been on Naaman. So that has to do with rechitza. The tsaras had to do with washing. So that's Gehazi. That's a reference to Gehazi. Al Edom Ashlich Na'ali, Zedoeg Ha'adomi. Doeg Ha'adomi, the one who was known as the master Baal Lashon Hara. Right, so that's the known as the Doeg Ha'adomi. Right, Rashi, Ashlich Na'ali, An'il Osam B'Gan Eden. Again, all play on words. Na'ali sounds like my shoe, but Na'al is also a lock to close them into Gan Eden. Alai Pleshes Hisro A'i, Amru Malachei Asharis, Levanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is this referring to? The Malachim say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam. That we'd like to point out, whenever the Malachim are talking to Hashem, that's the Lashon they used. Ribono Shel Olam. That's the, how they call Hashem. Im Yavo David Sharekaz HaPlishti. Right, Plishti is a reference to this. If David comes, who killed the Plishti, who killed Goliath, Vahorish Espanecha Gat, Ma'ato Selo. Right, what are you going to do? Rashi, skinny lines. Im Yavo David Sharekaz HaPlishti, Vi Yitzak Lefanecha, and we'll scream in front of you, Al Sha'ata Noze Chilik Ledoeg. And it's trouble, all these people called in David HaMelech's life. Right, so if they come and complain, right, how are you going to be Mephis Daito? How are you going to say that? Oh, it's okay. They're going to be with you in Olam Haba. How could that be? So that's what's referenced in this last line. The Malachim are saying, how could you put all these people, give them even a little bit, be machlis them into Olam Haba? Right, and why Dafke is Harek as a Plishti, Dafke here? Because that's where Doeg, that's where, remember, Doeg caught the problems. Yivamasayin Vavayin Zayin, where after he kills and Shaul says, who is that? And Doeg wanted to say, forget whether he could be the king. Who says he can even be Jewish? And Doeg wanted to get him not to be able to even marry in. That was Doeg. And finally, Amasa, I think, stood up and said, whoever argues, I have a Masorah from Shmuel or Amasi, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. But it goes back to that. So says the Torah Chatas. That's why this is mentioned in the Pasuk. So what are you going to say to David? Mato selo. Amar lohen, a lie. Right? A lie pleshes Yisroi. So a lie lasos and reims alozeh. I'll get them together. Right? Yisroi is a lashon of reus. Good. Period. So that's the Brisa that says that they have they're ba'in la'olam haba, whether that's arguing on the Mishnah, like Rashi seems to say, or fitting into the Mishnah, like the Magali Yassam seems to say. Either way. Now we continue. Madua Yirmiyahu Navi tells us. Madua Shavava Ha'am Azeh Yerushalayim Mishuva Nitzachas Vigomer. What is that referring to? Amarav Shuva Nitzachas Yeshiva Knesset Yisrael Navi. We're talking a little bit about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that's Yirmiyahu Navi. What 90% of the Sefer is about. So Rav says there was a answer that Klal Yisrael told the Navi. Which Navi are we referring to here? Zechariah HaNavi. Zechariah HaNavi that we learned a couple of daf ago, last week, that he was killed and his blood boiled all the way until Nebuzradan came and he killed all the other people in that spot until it calmed down. So the Jews said to the Navi, Amar LaNavi LeYisrael, Chizru B'tshuva, Avoseichem Shachatu Heichanheim. He told the Bnei Yisrael, look, your forefathers, they sinned, where are they? Armulahan, they answer back, well, we have an answer for you. Unuviachem shalochatu heichanheim. And where are the prophets from the early generations? They also died. Don't bring me riyas who died already. Right? All the righteous people died too. Shenemar avoseichem ayei heim v'hanavim la'olam yichyu. Right? The Nevi'im will always live. If this is a pasuk from Zechariah, then this is the other Zechariah. I take it back what I said before, right? If this is a recording from this is the second Zechariah, Chagai Zechariah Umalachi, unlike the earlier Zechariah. But again, we were talking about the first base of English before. Maybe we're trying to put them together. Yirmiyahu is Bayis Rishon, right? Zechariah is going into Bayis Sheni. Amar lahen chazru vahodu, right? Do tshuva shenemar ach tvarai v'chukai asher tzivisi es avadai hanaviim. So that was all he said. Do tshuva. He said to them even after this answer. But that's the tshuva nitzachas. First shot. Shmuel Amar. Second shot of what the tshuva nitzachas was. What the answer was. Right? We find throughout history, mostly non-Jews, but sometimes we ourselves, right? We have a certain type of leitzonis. Certain type of, we always have an answer. We always have an answer to the Nevi'im that we should do better. Bo asar b'nei Adam v'yashu l'fanav. 10 people came and sat in front of Yechezkel. Amar lem chizu b'tshuva. Amru lo, they say, Evet shemach v'rabo. V'isha shagir shabayla. Klum yish lazel zeh klum. So what did the b'nei Yisrael tell the Navi? What do you mean? What if the wife is sent out, divorced by the husband, and Evet is sold by the Rav? What, they could come back? We were divorced. We were married to Hashem and we were divorced. So therefore it's all done. It's all done. It's nothing that we could do anymore. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaNavi Lechem Ar Lahem. Hashem says to Yeshayahu HaNavi, go tell them. And again, this was way earlier. Right? Yeshayahu was 150 years after the Churban, but we quote Psukim back and forth and where conversations took place just using the Psukim. Eize Sefer Krisos Im Chamesha Shalachtiya. What type of Sefer Krisos? What type of get was given? Did Hashem ever divorce you? Hashem never divorced you. He sent you out, but he's waiting for you to come back. Which of my creditors, you know, have you been sold? You have been sent out, but it's not forever. Why did they bring 10 people? Marsha says, they wanted to bring the Shekhinah and uprut the Shekhinah. Dafka 10 people, because we know Asar Sheyoshvin. That's what they brought 10. But they say, you know, Hashem divorced us. Right, and this obviously was based on Psukim and Yeshayahu mostly, more than any other Sefer, this is what the original Christian said, that Hashem has chosen, Rahman al-Islan, they misunderstood Yeshayahu, a new chosen people. Right, and that's what even some of the Jews were saying at that time. Hayinu Damar Reish Lakish, Mai Dechsiv, David Avdi, Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. What is the reference? Galivia Dualafnemi Shamar Vahaya Olam. Shasidin Yisrael Omarkach. Hashem knows that they're going to say that, they're going to feel that way. Lefichach, Hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'karo Avdo. Right? Nebuchadnezzar is called the Eved of Hashem. Eved Shekana Nechasim, Eved Lemi, Nechasim Lemi. So yes, with all of his sending us out. Ultimately, he is an Eved, as other Pesukim in Yeshayahu also talk about. He is a tool, just like Sancherib was a tool. The problem was that both Sancherib and Nebuchadnezzar forgot that they were tools of God and they were acting independently. As many of the enemies throughout our history, even though we deserve punishment, and we deserve, and it's supposed to be, right, Mitzrayim, right, the Brisbane Abbasarim, but once they don't see themselves anymore as a tool, but they see themselves as an independent force, so that's when they are lost. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought of the Be'er Yosef on the beginning of Sefer Shmos, where he talks about why Dafka was the first sign that Moshe was given to show Paro was the snake and the staff. Throw the staff down, it becomes a snake, and then he picks up again and comes back. Why? Because Paro was supposed to be a stick. Paro was supposed to be the mate in the hand of God. And what happens? He's really a snake. The Gemara says, Nachash, you know, acts independently. A Nachash does his own thing. So you think you're going to have, the Sarah Shal Mitzrayim is going to say, you know, it was supposed to be, right? It was supposed to be Brisbane Abbasarim. No, yeah, but if you would have been the mate, that's fine. But you went way beyond, as the Ramban talks about, right? The Brisbane Abbasarim, way beyond. So therefore, that's why you deserve to be punished. So to hear, Nebuchadnezzar was an Eved. He didn't just act like an Eved, though. He acted independently, not enough for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed. Just finishing up this answer. What you were thinking will not be. We say we want to be like other nations. Right? I'm going to be your king, whether you like it or not. Amar of Nachman, Koki Hai Rischa, Lirtach Rachmana Alan, Velifrakunin. Rav Nachman says, let us just get angry at us and finish it and redeem us already. Right? Yes, we have all these nevuas, so let them all come true, and in that way, we will be able to, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be able to, bring us back. Right? Again, a lumdish suggestion of the Ben Yehoyada. What does it mean that let him hit us and punish us so we can come back? We learned from a halacha in the second parak of Bava Metzia, way back, in Hashavas Aveda. Let's say there are various pturim in Hashavas Aveda. Zokim in Elchikvodo, right, and somebody who's working, and it will be a lot of monetary loss. But the Gemara says there, right when I hit it, let's say there's an animal, I'm not interested in bringing it back to my house, but right when I hit the animal in some way to go to the side, I'm already mechuyev to return it. The hikisha, that it's yours. Says the Mekisha b'makal chayev lahashiv. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's what Rav Nachman is saying. Hashem, just hit us already. When you hit us, we'll be your aveda that you have to come bring back. Ki kan aidei yisurin, shemevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al adam chashiv hikisha b'makal. Again, the stick again. She'oz sarech lahashiv o aveda v'lakach makablo b'tshuva k'dei lahashiv aveda. And that's what he says here. Ki mizeh yotzei adin shezorach lakablan b'tshuva v'din Hashem es aveda and redeem us, because that is gu'ulan shel Yisrael. It does say here, just the final point in this section, in Yeshayahu, that Yeshayahu asks rhetorically, is there a get that Hashem gave us? No, there was never a get. A little difficult, because if you look in the beginning of Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says exactly the opposite. Yirmiyahu says in Perek Gimel, Va'era, ki al kol odos asher niyafa mishuva Yisrael shilachtiya. I saw all the niyuf, all the going away from me, the avodah zarah that they have done. Va'etein es sefer krisuseha eleha. I gave her a sefer krisus. Perek Gimel pasaches in Yirmiyahu. V'lo yara bogei Yehuda achosa. V'telech v'tizek ami. How could Yeshayahu and Avi say there was no get given, so to speak? And Yirmiyahu says yes. It says the Radak. Look closely at the pasuk. This is talking about Malchei Yisrael, the 10 tribes that were sent out. Yeshayahu is talking about Malchei Yehuda, Binyamin and Yehuda that were never sent out. The get was given to Malchei Yisrael. Right, and that is for thousands and thousands of years, the 10 tribes. Are they going to come back, not come back? We'll better get to that soon. But that's what's referred to two different groups. Kirmiyo, Diber Kenegat Saras Hashvatim. Shenasalam Sefer Krisa Shlo Yia Od Mehem Melech. Doesn't mean that they're going to be lost Jews forever. They will never have another Malchus. Right, Malchi Yisrael is gone forever. Right, they'll come back as Jews. As some say that Yirmiyo himself brought back some of the Jews. That's a machlokas we showed him also between Rashi and the Radak. Whether he even brought them back. Kibbutz Golias, Amar, v'David, Avdi, Nasi, Lahem, Lo'olam. David will be the king of all Jews. V'lo yechatzu ol d'shtei mamlachos. Avol Yehuda lo nasan sefer krisus. Ela kabal shamotzi yishtomi beiso, shekatzav aleha. Avol nasan la sefer krisus, v'nisha asid, lachzira, elav. Number one. And then he says, forget the Malchus. You could just say the 10 Shvatim, the length of time. Right? They never came back, the 10 tribes. David HaMelech, they came back after 70 years. So he is considered a get krisos if it's for thousands and thousands of years. While Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yehuda, it is not a get. So either based on the fact that whether they will ever have another king or not, or the length of time. Length of time, two answers, but the chilik is, says the Radak, Malchi Yehuda, Yehuda and Yisrael. Okay, next, a couple lines up from the with the skinny lines. End. V'Yisrael HaMishpat Elokav Yorunu. Hashem will hit us in judgment, and he will teach us. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Lai Navi Yisrael. Chizru b'tshuva. Amrulo, right, the third type of tshuva nitzachas we're going to have. Amrulo, ain't on yicholim, we can't. Eitzahar shalit banu. The Eitzahar is too tough, too rough. Amar Lahem, Yasri Yitzrechem. No, you can do it, right? To force your Yitzer, overcome your Yitzer. Amrulo, Elokav Yorunu. No, we can't. Hashem needs to help us. Hashem needs to teach us. B'nai Yisrael at that time thought that it was too hard. It was beyond them, and we can't, we're gonna sin, we have a Yetzihara, you know, let Hashem help us. So again, the Yad Ramah says here that they were having difficulty, accepting the fact that this Bechira Chavshus. Right, they kept saying, oh, we need Hashem, it's not our fault. Ultimately, it's up to us. Velo, says the Yad Ramah. V'lo shemidas hadin no heges kach, ela lohodiach haroa machshavas rishe Yisrael, shahayu boin ba'alilo afnei makom. They came to God and said, we can't do it. We are destined to sin. Aval midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reject that obviously. Kulam nechochim lemeivin v'yisharam lemotsoi das. Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kofes ha'adam, lahara o lehetiv. Ela baderach shadam rotei leilech, molichin oso. Kocho masur lo lehitamei, o litaher. Ela shemidah tova meruba, maybe that's Puranis. Even the Tzad Latova is stronger. But says the Yad Ramah, that was this tshuva that they were giving, it's too hard, and we have a Yetzirah, and we can't do it. But that is not what we accept, right? They believe like the Kofrim that Rav Hirsch quotes, Rav Hirsch in Brachos, in Perek Gimel. That's where he discusses after the Chet of Adam and Chava, where he quotes those who believe that man is destined to sin. Says Chas B'Shalom. But what a miserable and hopeless picture of man is drawn by those who err and deny his purity. On the basis of the story of Gan Eden, they have concocted a lie that undermines the moral future of mankind. It's exactly what our Gemara is talking about. We are referring to the dogma of original sin, on the basis of which they have built a spiritual structure against which the Jew must protest with every fiber of his being. It is true that on account of the sin of the Garden of Eden, all of Adam's descendants inherited the task of living in a world that no longer smiles at them as it once did. But this is only because this same sin is still being committed over and over again. However, the express purpose of the present conflict between man and earth and of man's result in training by reunification is to guide man towards moral perfection, which will pave the way for his return to Gan Eden. But to say that because of original sin, sinfulness is innate in man, that man has lost the ability to be good and is now compelled to sin, these are notions against which Judaism raises its most vigorous protest. Man as an individual and mankind as a whole can at any time return to God and to paradise on earth. To this end, man needs no medium other than devotion to duty, which is within the capacity of every human being. Towards this end, there's no need for an intermediary who has died and then been resurrected. Who's he referring to there? This is attested to by all of Jewish history, from which we learn that in subsequent generations, God drew as near to men of purity as he did to Adam and Rishon before the Chet. Avram, Moshe, Yishayo, Yirmiyo, and others like them. Right, Dafka quotes these psukim, attained God's nearness simply by their faithfulness to duty. The first principle of Judaism, the one free God, goes hand in hand with the second principle, the pure and free man. And he continues, he talks about this a lot. The dogma of original sin is the most regrettable error of an alien faith. V'chulu, v'chulu. That is in Rav Hirsch, Perek Gimel. Nobody says it like him. Okay, Rabosai, we have finished the first part of the Perek, and that is all about the kings. Now we get into the non-kings. Arba hedyotos, Bilam, Bedoeg, Achitofel, Vegechasi. Four non-kings. Bilam, first Bilam, the non-Jew on the list. Says Bilam, at least the first. Bilam, what is Bilam? Bilam didn't really have a nation, as we learned in Rashi, in Parshas Balak, right? Was he from, he came from Moab, Bilam, but Bilam, right? He doesn't have a chelek with his am. Dover Acher, Bilam, Shebala am, right? He swallowed up Am Yisrael. He was Maval Belas. Ben Ba'or, Sheba al Be'ir. Ba'or, Be'iro, is also a language of an animal. Ben Ba'or, meaning he had relations with his animal. Tana, Hu Ba'or, Hu Kushan Rishatayim, Hu Lavan Arami. Says the Gemara, Ba'or, in the times of Bilam, Kushan Rishatayim, later on in Navi, Laban Ha'arami, right earlier, they're all the same person. What does that mean? They're all the same person. Huge discussion in the Mefarshim, but again, it starts with, we'll read it from the Ben Yoyada. Does this mean they're actually the same person? Does this mean they're all the same type of person, the same Shorish Achid? Does this mean Gilgul Neshama? Right, that's his, the Ramban talks about this, in a Sefer on Eov. But this is the Ben Yoyada. Da, da'al takshov dvarim kipshutan, she'shlosha elahim guf echad, she'shlo shlosha shemos. Ze'i lo yitachein. He lived so long. And also, number two, if it was all just saying it's one person who lived a long time, why don't you have them in order? It should be Lavan and Ba'or and then Kushan. That would be the order, but it's not in order. So why is that? So he says, Kavanas Chazal hu shlosha heilahim shoresh echad. Ula olam hayu ba'olam hazeh gimel gufim, kol echad bezman echad v'lavan haya ikra shoresh. V'kushan abar yotzim imenu, kimo guf ilan shiyos menu anafim. Tevadeh anafim heim uvdalim min gufo shal ilan. Ach yomar aleim akol heim echad. And that's what he thinks. But again, this is the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says maybe he lived a very long time, but I don't know why he was zochad to live such a long time. But either way, this is one of the sources in Shas that relates to the idea of there's a connection between the neshamas, right? Eliyahu and Pinchas, and the different teams of neshamas that are put together in the Gemara, whether one holds of Gilgul neshamas, whether one holds that it just means it's the same type of root evil in the person. Right? Either way, different views amongst the Rishonim. Good. Even Halacha Lamaisa comes up. There are some poskim that discuss, Shulchan Aruch, as we know, talks about the concept of Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel, it's in Reishit Tes. So what happens if a child needs to say Birchas HaGomel? Does a father say it for a child? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Reishit Tes, says the Mishneh Berurah, Katan Eino Mechuyav Lahodos. Afilu Mizad Mitzvah Chinuch. He's not Mechuyav to be Moda. I saw one of the Achronim, the Maharamins, in a tshuva, writes in a Simin Yudalin, that a father should not say the bracha of Berachas HaGomel for a young child. Why? Because it could be that this is somehow connected to a Gilgul, if it's a child that didn't know anything wrong yet. And maybe it's for a different of what's Berachas HaGomel. And either way, it might come up Lamaisa, not saying that that's Lamaisa, maybe a child himself, Mr. Brook calls it, might not have to, but he could, and therefore I think the minhag is, if a child needs to say it, then he can say it, then the child does say, Berchas HaGomel. Ba'or, Sheba al Be'ir, Kushan Rishatayim, Da'avad Shtei Rishayis B'Yisrael, he did two evils, Achaz B'Mei Yaakov, Achaz B'Mei Shvara Shoftim, U'mashmo, Lovan Arami Shmo. It's all sounds like from the Gemara. It's the same person. Ksiv ben Ba'or, V'Ksiv Bino Ba'or, Am Rabbi Yonah Chanan, Aviv Bino Hu Lo Benevius. Why does it say once, Bino Ba'ar, that Bilam was greater than his father in prophecy? Bilam hu delo azilama da'asi. So the fact that the Mishnah says that Bilam does not come to Olam Haba, so only Bilam, ha'achrini asu, mashma, that other Gentiles would come to Olam Haba. And mani, masisan mani, Rabbi Yeshua, he, and that's following Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Titania. Now, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yeshuva Rishayim L'Sha'ola, Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim. So how do we darshan that? Yeshuva Rishayim L'Sha'ola, Elo Poshi Yisrael. That's referring to the wicked amongst the Jews. Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim, Elu Ovdei Kochavim. They take out the word Poshe. Divrei Rabbi Lazar, right? Referring to the Ovdei Kochavim, it's themselves, not just the Poshe Ovdei Kochavim. But Amar Rabbi Yeshua, V'chi Nomar, B'chol Goyim, Alo Nomar Ela, Kol Goyim Shechei Elohim. Right, only those who forget God. You read it as one statement. Those who forget God, meaning those who don't forget God, go to Olam Haba, and that is what the Rambam says in Sefer Malachim, that Chasidei Umos HaOlam, there's a shaila about the Girsa of the Rambam, but at least the Girsa that Shapsi Frankel has is in Sefer Malachim. Call him a kabbal sheva mitzvahs v'nishar la sosan harizem a chasidei umos haolam v'yesh lo chelak olam haba v'hushi kabbal olam v'yasosan mebreish yitziva v'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. Then he gets into whether kavana is important. Avalam asam mebrei hechra hadas, if he just does them because it makes sense. Ein ze gertosha v'enu mechasidei umos haolam ela mechachameihem. That's one of the girsas. There's other girsas here also we're not going to get into, but either way the Rambam discusses there. Chasidei Umos HaOlam. The Tiferes Yisrael also has a big discussion of this. We don't have time to read it now. In the beginning of our parak, about Olam Haba for other nations. Is a discussion of that. Va'af osa racha nasib simin ba'atzmo. Bilam HaRasha himself gave a simin in his own words to this fact. She'amar tamus nafshi moshi sharim. Right? That's where he davens to have the death of the righteous. Im tamus nafshi moshi sharim ti'achrisi kamahu. If I die like the death of somebody righteous and upstanding, so that, straight, so then that means my end is going to be like them. The imlav and the holich lami, darshing the psukim. And if not, I guess I'm on my own, and I'm not going to go there. Vayochu ziknei moav ziknei midyon tana midyon umoav lo hayalem shalom ma'olam. They always hated each other, these two nations. Marshal, but they came together to fight the Jews. Marshal say klavim. Shoye be'ed, there are two dogs in one area. Fayutzuhuven zelaz, they were mad at each other. Buzz the ev al echad, a wolf comes. Amar ha'echad, im eini ozro hayom ho'regoto, olamachar ba'alai. He's going to come to get me tomorrow. Holchu shneiv hargoz ev. So they realize we got to team up in order to save ourselves. And they killed this Eve. That's what happened with Midyan and Moav. Amar ha'f papa hainu damri inshi. That's what people say. Kar kushta v'shunra, the weasel and the cat. Of the Hilula, made Tarba de Bishgadia. They made a party when they ate the Chelev of the one who had bad mazel. Meaning, the animals get together to save themselves. Vayesh v'sari Moav and Bilam, v'sari Midyan le'echan azul. Only the sari Moav came back with Milam. Where were the sari Midyan? Kivan, Rashi quotes this. Kivan damar lehu, lina po alay levashi vosi eschem davar. He said, just wait here, I'll have to see, I'll have to ask God. Amru klum yesh av shesoneet b'no. Well, you're asking Hashem. Right, if it's okay to curse his children, of course he's going to say no. You know, what do you think? So they left. They realized that Bilam is not in charge. Amar Rav Nachman, chutzpah, afilo klapi shmai mahani, chutzpah, brazenness, audacity. Right, that even against Shemayim, it has some effect. Meikarek siv lo telechi mahem. Hashem says, don't go. Ulubasov ksiv kum lechitam, and then afterwards says, fine, go. Amr Efsheshes Chutzpah Malchusa Botagahi. Acting brazenly is like you're the king without the crown. Meaning you think you're the king. Dichsiv Va'anochi. And this is what it was said after the context after Yoav had killed Avner, and David was very upset, and Hashem and David was going to wanted to take revenge on Yoav, but he didn't at that time. He waited until right after he was going to die, and Shlomo was going to take the revenge. But Va'anochi Ayom Rachu Mashuch Melech. I'm a young king. Va'anashim Eila Bnei Tsruya Kashimi Meni. The Gomer. It's like Yoav was the king, right? He acted with brazenness. He wasn't the king, but actually he was like the one with Malchusa below Taga. The Rav Elchanan discusses in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim that Bilam wasn't just that he did against a command of God, but he did what he knew Hashem didn't want him to do. Right, it was just that he knew Hashem told him no, no, no. It's like a parent, lahavdil. Parent says to a child, no, 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 no. Please, 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 please. And after 10 minutes of the child crying and complaining, the parent says, fine, go. But okay, thank you. And then the child runs out. Did the parent say yes? No, the parent didn't say yes. They did say yes at the end. That's what Bilam did. Right, I want to go, I want to go. Finally, Hashem says, fine, just go. But that was the problem with Bilam. It was against Ratzon Hashem. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam chiger baraglo achas haya. Bilam was lame in one leg. He was chiger beraglo achas haya. Shneamar vayelech shefi. Right, he couldn't walk. Vayelech shefi. Shimshon b'shtei raglov, and Shimshon with two legs. Shneamar shvifon alei orach hanoshech ikvesus. Right, to say take that literally is a little unusual. Shimshon, we usually think of this strong, humble. He was a lame in both his legs. So again, it might be something on a deeper level. And what does it mean that Bilam was a lame in one leg? So the Ein Eliyahu says. Shebilam chiger baraglo achas v'asha davar shu kipshuto luta botzir musari shehadam nikra holech shebechol yom v'yom mechuyev alos b'madrega yosek gedola. Every day we go up, right? We're called holchim. Kamo shebier as right. We have a ladder to go up, and if somebody who's going on his way is called he's going with two legs. But if he's not going up and up, and if he's falling. So that's called he's on one leg, right? He can't move anywhere. He can't, and that's what Bilam wasn't moving up with all of his power and with all of his kochos. He wasn't moving. Bilam suma b'achas mein avaya. He was blind in one eye. Shneamar shesum ha'ayin. Again, a big discussion. The message of this, right? Does that mean that he only saw him? There are the two eyes that a person has to see. Right, does it mean Adam Makom, Adam Chaveira, all different messages of what Bilam was missing, contrasting, as the Mishnah does in Pirkei Avos, to Avram Avinu. But Sesum Ha'ayin, right, Rashi says, Stum Patuach, Kamo Stumo Nikar, Klomer Eino Achas Tucha, Mechal D'Acheres Stuma. One is closed, and one is open. Rashi has two different days about exactly how that we understand that from Stum. Kosem, and that's why, interestingly, there's an unbelievable diak. The Margalias Hayam quotes this from in some of the Achronim. Where's my Margalias Hayam? Says the Margalias Hayam here. Says the Margalias Hayam, if you look at the original karbonos that were brought, it says Vayal Balak Ubilam Parva Ayal in Chav Gimel Beis. And then it says in Pasuk Lamed, Vayas Balak Asher Amar Bilam Vayal Parva Ayal Mizbeach. Bilam's not involved anymore. Because Bilam became a Balmun. Bilam became Shesuma Ayim. And on a Bama, even, he quotes this from the Sefer Paneach, the Ragat Shavar. Right, the Gemara in Zvachim. Balmun Pasal Babama. So how did Bilam was Makriv? So, Hare Shalohaya Kachmi Tevet Bir Yasa Rak Bizman, Heyoso, it's a Balak, Nase Balmun, Suma Vachiger. Balachay Kodem, Kisha Balahakriv. Right, Bilam was with him. And then afterwards he had to stop because he became a Balmun. He didn't want to pasal the Karban. Interesting. Okay, weiter. Kosei b'masohaya. He was a magician. Third to last line. He was a magician on his Aver Hazachar. K'siv hacha nofel al gluy enayim, v'k'siv hasam hine haman nofel al hamita v'gomer. So that's a reference to the fact that he used magic with his Aver Hazachar. Itmar marzucha amar kosei b'masohaya. Marburi d'ravina amar sheba al osono. Both disgusting acts. First, either he was kosim b'maso, he brought up the dead, or did some magic using his aver hazachar. Barbara Davina says, right as we said before, he had relations with his animal. Madamar kosim b'maso haya kedamra. We already proved that. Madamar bala so no. Where do you know that from? Haya k'siv hacha karash achav. Here it says uses that lashon by Bilam k'siv hasam, and it says by Ya'el and Sisra bein ragleha kara nafal shachav v'gomer. As we know, Chazal tell us, it wasn't just that she gave him more milk, but she tired him out physically, and then was able to kill him. V'yodea das elyon. So now we have the Gemara that also appears in Brachas that many are familiar with. Bilam knew the da'as of Hashem. Hasha das behemto lo have yada. Das elyon have yada. Right? He didn't know how to talk to his donkey. Right? He didn't know how to answer him, but he knew Hashem das. My das behemto. What does that mean? Da amri le my time alei rechafta susya. The zikni Moav said to him, hey, Bilam, why aren't you riding on a horse? Isn't a horse a more glamorous animal? Like we asked this by Mashiach, remember last week? Aniv rochev al hachamor. Right, and one of the kings said, I'll get him a horse. You don't need a donkey. But he said, where's your horse? Amar luhu shadai lu burativa. Oh, he's out grazing in the pasture. Amar le. So the donkey turns to Bilam and says, you're a liar. Halo anochi azoncha. I'm the one that schleps for you. Latina ba'alma. No, you just, and Bilam, right, one of the most amazing psukim in all the Torah. When Bilam is talked to by an animal, he just answers the animal. He's not in shock. Latina ba'alma. No, you just help me schlep things. Asher achavta alai. You ride me. Akroi ba'alma. No, just today. Me'ot chadayom azeh. No, I've been your animal for a long time. Velo od elashani osa lecha maisa ishus balayla. But you're with me at night. Ksiv hacha skenes kanti, v'ksiv hasam, vatilo sochenes, by David HaMelech at the end of his life. Ela. So therefore, that's the, where we see that he couldn't even answer his animal. Ve'ela mai v'yodea das elyon. So what does it mean that, what does he know about God? She yodea lechavein osa shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu kawesba. He knew the exact moment that Hashem would get angry. Vayna tekamrelu navi l'Yisrael, and that's what Navi, the Haftorah for Balak. That's what we say. The Navi says, Ami zacharna, mayadz Balak ben Moav, uma'ana uso Bilam ben Ba'or. What they wanted to do, menashitim ara gilgol l'man das tzidkos Hashem. To know the amazing righteousness of Hashem. What does that mean? Ma'ilam antida das tzidkos Hashem. Armalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, du'una, kamat tzlakos asisi imachem. How righteous I was. Shloka asti kol osan ayambi me Bilam arasha. I did not get angry the entire time that Bilam wanted to curse you. He knew exactly when I would get angry, so I didn't get angry. Even at the time that I usually get angry. Shomali kaasti. Right, what's it going to quote on the side? Tosas in Megillah Chafalef. Right, whenever the word El Mali comes up. Shomali kaasti kolosan ayamim lo nishtayim misaronesh Yisrael saridu palit. If I would have gotten angry, there would be nothing left of the Jewish people. Bilam had such power of curse, and it would have been at the moment that I was angry, so the Jews wouldn't have been able to survive. Vayna tekamer le Bilam le Balak, and that's what Bilam realizes this, and he says to Balak, ma ekov lo kabo keel lo ezom lo zaam Hashem. You see on the side, malamei shekolos an ayamim lo zaam Hashem. Hashem did not get angry all of those days. When did Hashem usually get angry? For one millisecond every day? Kel zoim b'chol yom, b'kam azamo, rega. Shenemar ki rega biapo chayim bertono. The Gomer, what we say in Mizmar Shir, it's for a rega. It's just for a moment. Iba yaseima, or a different source, leich ami baba chadarecha, go into your room, v'skar de lasecha, ba'adcha chavi kimad rega ad yavarzam. Right, well, you go for a rega, go hide until the anger passes. Emas Rasach, when does he get angry? Bitlas Shoi Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day, he chivra karbalta de tarnagola, when the comb of the tarnagol of the rooster gets white. Kol shayde v'shayde nami chivra. What do you know? It's always white. Kol shayde v'shayde is be suruki sumke. Right, the rest of the time it has red streaks in it. Hayishayta less be suruki sumke. And at that moment that Hashem gets angry, it doesn't have the red streaks. Period. Good. Tosfos and Brachas, again, we've discussed this in the past. Tosfos asks, you know, what could Bilam have said at that very second? Right? God only gets angry for a second. So what could he have said? Mim Tomar, Brachas Dav Zayin, Ma Yacholomar B'Shaz Rega, Yishlomar, claim. Destroy them. Right? One word, quickly, claim. Inami, or Tosfos says, Me'acher Shahaya Maschil Kilolaso Bo'osa Shah, Haya Mazak Afilo Acharkein. As long as he started at that moment, it could damage even afterwards. That's Tosfos. So where does this come up? This is the creative pshat that some of the Achronim have, the Kasha Klover, the Eretz Tzvi, the Yerach HaShulchan also has it, and that is, as long as one starts davening Bizman, even if you finish after the Zman, it still could have an effect, which is a number of chidushim. Number one, how can you learn anything from this Agadata? Can't learn halacha from Agadata. Number two, even if you say you want to learn halacha, but who says you can compare that to Zman Tefillah? You could say sometimes if you start something, it continues. The idea of Toka de Dibor. But it's a huge chiddush to say that, but that's what the Eretz Tzvi says. The Eretz Tzvi, Rav Ari Tzvi Frumer, killed in the Shoah, Hashem Yikom Damo, but in Kuf Chaf Aleph, he has it. He says that, what's the context? The context is Mishloach Manos on Purim. He says, why is it that most people say Mishloach Manos like 2 minutes before Purim's over? And that's Mishloach Manos. So many people do that. So this is where he says, he quotes this context. Minag rov amon sheshochem mishloach manos achar tzeizak alchavim. Shelo shum makom api alacha. Tekfar ofer zman ha-mitzvah. Yan ki kam alafim yisoh noagim kein. I have to be malam yitzchus on them. And let me explain. The Ramah, maschilin zur esperm samach l'chashecha v'rov asudin ochlin b'lal tishvav. Oh, he quotes this from the Yid HaKadosh. Yud HaKadosh miparshischa. About the zman tefillah. Brachas dav zayin. Second day of Tosfos. And that's what he quotes. He says, "Hotu here." V'kivah sheminaga olam shemamshichin sudas purim zman harbe balayla nimsa damakabel az mishloach manos adain yuchal kaim bo sudas purim. It's part of the suda that started right before dark, and it's all good. Shreinimshach achar aschalas asuda v'kol shem miskayim tachlis hamitzvah shaper dami afsha ma'isa eina bizmana. Amazing. And then he quotes, "Would you have a similar idea that you could do a mitzvah even shelo bizmana and get the mitzvah?" Amazing comparisons. Yivam esamach beis. Somebody has children when he's a non-Jew and he converts. He's Mekayim Puravu. Av Shaha Maisa Haya Biptur. Become Makom Niskayim Tachlis Shalom Mitzvah, the Shabbos Be'inon, the Shevas Be'inon, the Ha'ika. An amazing comparison. Each of these, you could be machalic between each of them, but that is the what he says. And he ends up by saying, he says, Nachon Lakal Ravla Hazir Be'iro Lefnei Purim. Lakayim Mizam Shalom Banis Bod Yom. I'm telling you, do it. Don't rely on all of his lamdas, says the Eretz Tzvi. Do it during the day. Do it during the day. And he says, "Bimazir chiv gamar kolachem Yisrael lo kamosh ozen ayem makam makomos shemekay mitzvah zurak misay mispar umitzvah gedola lacharedem al varashem lahazir al zeh." That's the Eretz Tzvi trying to be malam mitzchus in that context. Weiter hahumina third to last skinny line. There was a heretic in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. That was giving him a lot of tzaras. Yovachad, one day Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says, "You know what? That's it." Naka tarnagolta va'asale bekare. He took a rooster and put it by the foot of his bed. Va'osiv, and he sat there. Amar kimata chayushaita alte. Right when I see it all turns white, I'm going to curse them in. Right there, the moment that Hashem gets angry. Kimata ushaita nimneim. But guess what? Right before that moment happened, he fell asleep. Amar Shmami Na Lava Rachara. Must be. It's not appropriate. Must be. It's not my job. Hashem will take care of it. Shenet Dechziv Kam Onish Latzadik Lo Tov Afilu Bemini Loi Boy Lele Meimer Hachi. Even about Api Karsim, it must be that it's not supposed to. It's not supposed to be right. Even though Morid Velo Malin, but still, this is called might be called Moridin, and therefore it's not going to happen. Tanu Meshed Rabbi Meir B'Shoshachamazarachas Amalachim Nechim Kisreim Al Roshehen. The mayor says, in the morning, when the sun rises and all the kings start bowing down to the sun, that's the moment that Hashem gets angry. Miyad koes. That's when Hashem gets angry. And therefore, that is the moment. Back to Bilam. Bilam gets up in the morning and saddles his donkey. Tanna Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Ava Mevatel Ashura. Shel Gedula Me'Avraham. Ava, love breaks the normal etiquette. Number one, the Ava of love, of greatness, that's Avram Avinu. Me'Avraham. Dechsiv Ve'Yashkem Avram Baboker. Right, he got up in the morning of the Akedah and actually saddled his own animals. Sina Mevatel Ashura. And hatred breaks etiquette. Shel Gedula Me'Bilam. Bilam could have had servants do it. He did it himself. But it's pointed out that Bilam, Avram's act was much greater, because Avram was going against his natural tendency to kill his son. Bilam was going with his natural tendency to curse the Jews. So even though they're compared, but Avram Avinu is much, much a greater. Rashi quotes that in Balak also. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. La'olam, famous line, appears 10 out of 5 other places. La'olam yatzak adam Torah mitzvahs avidu shalol lishma. Shemitah shalol lishma ba lishma. We should be involved in Torah mitzvahs even shalol lishma, because it'll lead to lishma. Where do we see that even shalol lishma is significant? Shebeschar arboim v'shtayim karbanas. Sheikrev Balak, the 42 karbanas that Balak gave, Zacha v'yasi mena Rus, right? Balak, melech Moav. Rus comes as a descendant from Balak, right, because of all those karbanas. Amar Yosi bar Huna, Rus ben Bito shel Eglon ben Beno shel Balak Melech Moav Haisa. So even though it was shalol lishma, it works. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this Chazal, he only quotes it Yasuk Adam b'Torah. He leaves out mitzvah. That's the Egle Tal in the Hakdama. He says why Torah? Because Torah you can have a substitute for kavana, and that is the hana that you get from learning Torah. Like we had earlier in the Gemara, we have misasek b'chalav and b'arayas. If somebody's misasek in chalav b'arayas, they still get the avera. Why should kein nehene? Sometimes hanoah could substitute. So the Rambam, right, that's what the Egel Tal talks about, his well-known introduction about this pleasure. That's the ultimate level of Talmud Torah, when we enjoy it, not just shalol lishma. That's why Torah has the aspect of hanoah, and that's why that could substitute for the shalol lishma. That's what the Egel Tal develops in shot of the Rambam. Amle Rava L'Rava Bar Mari Ksiv Yeta Elokim Es Shem Shlomo Mishimcha V'Gadel Es Kiso Mikisacha. Right, Hashem says Shlomo is going to be even greater. Arach Ara L'Memerle L'Malka Hachi. Is that appropriate? Is that what you would tell? That what they would say? They say to David HaMelech on his deathbed, Shlomo is going to be even greater than you? Two answers. Number one, Amle Me'in Kamrele. Doesn't mean Mishimcha, doesn't mean greater than you. It means similar to you. Yal is greater than the imahos. May nashim nashim baal my ninu. So Rivka Rachav Aleya. Orach Aral Lemeimer Hachi. Elamein Kamar. The mem doesn't mean less than. It just means similar to. Hachanam Mein Kamar. So that's one answer. Upliga the Rabbi Yosi Bar Choni. Dam Rabbi Yosi Bar Choni. Or maybe it's literal. He's going to be greater. Bechal Adam Iskane Chutz Mido V'Talmido. People that aren't jealous of their son or of their student. Let them outshine me. That's fine. Bino bishlomo, v'talmido. Where do you know Talmud from? Yibai Seima from Elisha and Eliyahu. Vino bishnayim beruchacha, Eli. Elisha says, I want to have double your power. Yibai Seima, or Yeshua and Moshe. V'yisvochas yadav alav, v'yitzaveyu. Period. V'yasam davar b'fi Bilam, Hashem put the words in the mouth of Bilam. Reb Elazar amar malach. Reb Yonos amar chaka, a hook. What's the difference? The Mefarshim talk about it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, last section. Mi birchaso shel oso rasha atolamein mahaya belibo. From the brachas, you know what he wanted to do. It's the opposite of every bracha. We know the klala. Pikei shlo mar shlo yu lahem batei knesses batei medrashos. He hoped that there would not be any shuls or batei medrash. Matovu alecha Yaakov. Hashem will start tomorrow talking about that pasuk. Lo tishra shchina aleihem mishkanosecha Yisrael. Lo tehe malchusa nimshachas kinechalam nitayu. Lo yehe lada lahem zeisim v'kramim kiganos alei nahar. Lo yehe recha nodeif ka'alahim nata Hashem. Good smelling. Lo yehlehem alachim ba'alei koma ka'arazim alei mayim, like the cedars. Lo yehe lahem melech ben melech yizal mayim midal yav. It should come out of the wells. Lo tehe malchusa sholetas be'umos Vizaro b'mayim rabim. Lote azza malchusan, it shouldn't be strong. V'yare me'agag malko. Lote imas malchusan. V'tinase malchuso. So you see, every phrase is a bracha, and we could tell what he wanted to do, the klala, what he wanted to say. Okay, we'll have to stop by there, Amar Rabbi Abba. As we continue in the last week, that we have Parachelek, all these large dafim, we got into Bilam today, Hashem, we get into the next ones next tomorrow.